been looking for a girl like you. You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm only about at you until I get my way. I wanna love you, but you wanna wear my ring. Well, there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you. You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you. Put on a little deal and sitting on a fence. I say that line is great. You ask me what. Said I shot a man in green, took his wife to Italy. She inherited a million bucks, and when she died, came to me. I can't help but if I'm lucky. I only wanna be with you. Ain't Bobby so cool? I only wanna be with you.
Yeah. now, Mr. Independent, Lou Dobbs, and the Lou Dobbs Show.
Hey, welcome to the Independent Nation. Lou is off today. My name is Dom Giordano from Philadelphia, from the Big Talker in Philadelphia, sitting in for Lou again today. And boy, if you're in talk radio today here at the Independent Nation, listener, host, whatever, it is one of those days, and it's got a little bit of everything. I'd like to start off by talking about the big story of the day, which is Obama mania continues in Berlin, and the speech that Senator Obama's given, but it's bigger than the speech. That'll be parsed exactly what he says. I want to play you just a little bit of sound from Senator Obama talking about the speech that he will give in Germany and talking about his reception in Europe and how he sees the importance of all this. Cut one, Obama talking about his speech.
There's no doubt that part of what I want to communicate on both sides of the Atlantic is the enormous potential of us restoring a sense of coming together.
All right, and that's definitely true that in some circles, having President Bush, the cowboy, if you will, in the minds of some in Europe and throughout the world, there has been a lot of problem with that. Here's the challenge, though. Which two candidates had the approval of world leaders, particularly European world leaders, versus that cowboy Bush? Well, that would be John Kerry and Al Gore. And the American people are walking the line, I think, with Senator Obama. His fans, his base, his supporters certainly are saying, and you can make a reasonable argument, boy, isn't it great that in general, world leaders and a lot of people who have antipathy toward us right now are going to come back to, we love America, we love Americans, because Barack Obama is a different sort of guy and will relate to these people in his narrative, the first African-American and a vaguely Arabic name to them. All those things help him to relate. Downside, it goes too far. Mr. or Mrs. America sitting out there in Montana or Peoria, they look at this and they go, you know what? These people are form in this manner. These people are elitist. I don't like the French. I don't like the Germans. We got something going on with them. This guy is not my guy. Which way will it go? I got to say, the wild card in this, though, is that Senator Obama, more than most, has been able to be almost Teflon in not having any of these negatives stick to him around this. So it's going to be very, very interesting how this European surge for Obama is perceived. We'll see how that plays out here on the Independent Nation. Also, a lot of stuff still going on back and forth around the surge. The strategy around that and whether John McCain has it right or Barack Obama has it right, that's playing out today. But there are a number of other things aside from what's going on in Europe. Right here in the United States, the minimum wage of $6.55 goes into effect today. And when you're dealing with minimum wage, and you're dealing with people hard hit by gasoline prices, food prices, and, you know, people at the bottom rung are getting hit by this surge in prices more than anybody. You wonder if, although that seems to be a lot, the 50 cents going up to $6.55, that it hardly begins to scratch the surface of what people are facing. We have an update, too. More problems concerned with San Francisco's sanctuary city in the wake of a slaying by an illegal immigrant. Last time I sat in for Lou, we brought on the attorney general out there, the U.S. attorney for the region out there in Oakland, San Francisco, talking about, I mean, I don't know of a worse public servant in America than Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco. He doesn't know stuff. Then he does know it. He doesn't care. He's going to go ahead with the sanctuary policy. We have a story of an illegal immigrant who has had all kinds of arrests and trouble with the law and now allegedly has shot to death three members of a family, pulling out allegedly an AK-47 at a traffic stop. And then you have a story in the San Francisco Chronicle that appeared yesterday indicating that this program of taking young offenders that are here illegally and transporting them to a facility outside of town. More kids have skipped out on that. They don't know where they are. And yet, San Francisco continues to support Gavin Newsom. So it is a rather remarkable story, to put it mildly. We just have to hope that San Francisco values don't continue to infect this country, because these sorts of policies are suicidal. That's the only thing you can say about them. We also have, and I love this story today, South Los Angeles, South Central, a wide area, I think it's around 32 square miles or so, of Los Angeles is being targeted in an anti-obesity swoop, in that City Council in Los Angeles has banned the building of fast food restaurants over the next year in the South Central area of Los Angeles under an anti-obesity edict. Now, you know what the rub is on this. How do you define fast food restaurants? I'm talking to producers and other people today. Is Boston Market a fast food restaurant? Is Subway a fast food restaurant? We know that they're targeting McDonald's, but is it just McDonald's? And also the issue of choice. You're going to tell people they can't go to a fast food restaurant? They're too dopey to make a decision about when to eat fast food and when not to eat fast food? They're robots that in America... Do we really think, you know, I was wondering if the Los Angeles City Council thinks if there are no fast food restaurants in South Central, these people will have to jog over to another area. So at least they'll be burning up some calories. They really think that's going to happen? It's amazing, but it's out there. We're also told today a new study indicates 96 billion barrels of oil may be underneath the Arctic. And that certainly would fill a gap for a period of time. The problem I have with that, though, is you have some people who just think we're going to drill our way out of this crisis. On the other side, you have the radical environmentalists who don't get it, that drilling, getting oil, is part of the formula, and the totality of it would involve conservation, would involve drilling, would involve these alternative energy sources, and really just some leadership. The only leader that I see out there right now, and I'm not sure I agree with all of his plan, is T. Boone Pickens. He seems to have taken over the role. You know, somebody smart as president, this guy's 80. He's an oil guy, but he's a really smart and driven guy. Maybe you put T. Boone Pickens in charge of a Manhattan Project to push people around, push them into shape, and get the public fired up to demand that we do all these things in a rational, focused, relentless charge to make us energy independent, to relieve the difficulties we have with national security, high prices, and everything else. It's doable. But it's not doable if you splinter off into a political agenda. Conservatives, Republicans, shale, that's the ticket, Dom. We'll drill our way out of this. Democrats, their base, on their left side of their base, talking about the radical environmentalist. You put the two together, and we're not doing enough leadership. That is what the bottom line is here. Driven, focused, relentless leadership. Manhattan Project. The atomic bomb, that's what we need. If we do that, this is a layup. It is doable. It's not a question of we don't know what to do. It's do we have the will, do we have the leadership to push that forward? And I just throw up T. Boone Pickens as just one example of a guy who I think could help to get that done. One other thing out there, too. A new University of Pittsburgh study says there is a link between cell phone and cancer linkage. Now, this has been debunked in several studies that I've seen, but this is from a reputable outfit where they're cautioning their people about cell phone usage and potential cancer upticks around that. Just something to consider, something to take a look at. All right, that's a little bit of what's in the news here on the Independent Nation. As I said, we'll have a lot to talk about. And coming up, we're going to talk with Perry Jeffries. Perry Jeffries, of the director of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Spending on veterans has hit its highest level in history. I think I saw somewhere it exceeds the 1947 high. The question is, though, is it enough, given all the needs, given all that veterans have done, both in Afghanistan and Iraq and around the world? We'll talk with Perry Jeffries coming up on the Independent Nation, the Lou Dobbs Program.
You're listening to the Lou Dobbs Show. Independent thinkers encouraged.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month, paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
This is Lou Dobbs, and don't move away from your computer. The Lou Dobbs Show will be back in just a moment. Thanks for being with us.
The least drunk person is not the designated driver. Hi, I'm Tracy Gold. We've all found ourselves in this situation. You've been drinking, your friends or spouse have been drinking too. Out of everyone, you seem to be the best person to drive home. What do you do? Don't get behind the wheel. Call a friend or a cab, or find a safe ride home. Drunk driving can happen to anyone. Don't let it happen to you. For more information, visit MAD.org or call 1-800-GET-MAD.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
America sure is a beautiful place, but what really makes America the beautiful is the right it gives every one of its citizens to vote. So this November, do something important for yourself and your country. Vote. It's what makes America the beautiful.
From sea to shining sea.
This November, use your voice. Make your choice. Vote. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Ed Smart, father of a child who was abducted.
I'm John Walsh. Like Ed, I also know the terror of having a child who was kidnapped. But now we have wonderful technology to aid in this battle.
It's called the Amber Alert. It's an early notification system to the public when every second counts.
Amber Alert is a partnership. We want to thank you, the public, broadcasters, transportation, and law enforcement. Amber Alert really works.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month, paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
Did you know volunteering can be fun? Community service is for everyone. Young people, families, men, women. As a volunteer, you'll help your community and gain valuable skills. Network with others. Energize your life. Make an impact and have fun. Get in step with your community. Volunteer. Visit www.lionsclubs.org.
Hello, this is Lou Dobbs. You're listening to The Lou Dobbs Show, streaming live on the Internet. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's the Independent Nation, the Lou Dobbs program. My name is Dom Giordano, sitting in for Lou. And I saw a piece in USA Today that indicates that spending on our vets, on our veterans, exceeds a 1947 high. And that's a lot coming off World War II, the demilitarizing of millions of troops, the first GI Bill, which I happen to think was one of the greatest pieces of middle class legislation in the history of the United States. But where are we today, even with all that spending? Though the expenditures for vets hit $82 billion in 2007. Joining us to talk about that is Perry Jeffries. Perry is director of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, the IAVA, here on the Lou Dobbs program. Hi, Perry. Welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for getting the word out. But I have to say, I am not the director. I'm just one of the original members.
Okay, one of the original members, then. That's fine. Hey, Perry, it seems as if we are catching up on this, that the spending, particularly with the new GI Bill, will add $100 billion education benefits over the next 10 years. So if that's the case, where are the holes, if any, as far as helping veterans?
Well, we've definitely come a long way from the days just a couple of years ago where the then director of the VA had actually lied to Congress about how much money he'd need. However, mm-hmm. the president's budget still comes up short this year, and Congress is working to correct that, to add about $3 billion back into the budget, and then to cancel some of his fees. He's wanting soldiers and veterans and their families to pay fees for medical care that they've earned and deserve because of the sacrifices they made for this nation. So we've come a long ways. We've still got some holes to close up. One of the biggest things I think we need to look at, though, and it's recommended by every major veterans group, is that we get mandatory funding, because the problem with funding the VA is that every year it's a fight. Mm. And by the time they get the money, we're a quarter right. or halfway through the year, and that leaves them unable to plan, and they don't always make the best use of the money they do get.
Well, I know one of the biggest upticks, thank God, due to medical science technology we have at the battlefield, we've been able to save a lot of people wounded in Afghanistan and Iraq, but they have severe head injury or other severe injuries, and they would have expired in previous wars. And I read a RAND Corporation study, a severe head injury can reach cost of $400,000 a year, and we have a lot of these people.
That's right. And, you know, we've got almost 800 amputees that require a lot of money to keep them going, and especially as the VA investigates new technologies. But mm-hmm. the fact is that the biggest expenditure is on some of our oldest vets, and I think that a lot of times these new vets, there's only been somewhere between 1.6 and 2 million veterans in the theater, and only about a quarter million of those actually claiming service already. So the bulk of the VA budget is going to our World War II vets and to our aging population of Vietnam vets. That's as it should be, but I think that some of this new generation of vets is taking the brunt of the criticism of these rising costs when we're dealing with an aging population of a lot of people.
Now, I thought it was a relatively close call when Senator McCain, who I think is pro-veteran, had concerns about retention rates versus the new GI Bill. I thought he was wrong, but give me your sense of how you perceive McCain's objections to all this.
I think they're misplaced, and I don't want to really comment too much on somebody that's actively campaigning, but he was quoting figures given him from DOD because they're trying to save money, and what they don't, mm-hmm. what they didn't state correctly was, yes, they might lose a small percent in retention, and they said you'll get the same percent back in recruiting, but those are actually two very different numbers. The retention number was a much smaller number, more than offset by the new enlistee number, and we think it's the right thing to do.
Well, Perry, you know, I think the average person listening to Lou Dobbs and to me in Philadelphia, they get it, and they want to support veterans like you and others, and we believe, you know, even if it's 50 years after the fact, that doesn't matter. That is our bond with you. But can you talk about waste when you have all this type of money? Is it just that we're not putting enough in, or that there's still waste in this as far as not accounting for it properly to actually get the money to the vets?
Well, there's certainly some waste, and there's always this argument about whether the contracting is correctly done, or whether we need to add more contracting or not. But they actually pulled back benefits advisors a couple of years ago and started going back through new claims. One of the representatives claimed that waste and fraud by veterans was costing a lot of money, and what they found was that there was no statistically significant number. They couldn't really identify any cases.
Okay.
Of fraud, and so that's such a minimal number, it's not really worth a lot of discussion about.
All right, Perry, a takeaway for listeners here at the Independent Nation. What do they do? I guess stay on their congresspeople. That's where we have to put the pressure, and also the presidential campaign, to make this a front burner issue.
Well, we need to urge everybody, I think, to take a look at the DAV, VFW, Military Coalition's independent budget. It's been right on year after year. Their dollar amounts almost always equal what they need to spend by the end of the year, and it definitely puts mandatory funding right up there at top. There's links to it on our webpage at iava.org, or you can go to dav.org, and let's push to get mandatory and sufficient funding for the VA. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great investment in our country.
Absolutely. Perry Jeffries, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having us and getting the word out.
All right, Perry Jeffries from IAVA, representative of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. All right, coming up, something that, again, veterans, a backbone of our country without a doubt, but small business. You know, we in talk radio know about small business people, the job creation, the backbone of America. We're going to talk with Lloyd Chapman, president and CEO of the American Small Business League. Apparently, good bit of money earmarked for small businesses from the government is ending up in the pockets of where else? But really, big business. So we'll talk about that and find out how is it money meant to prime the pump, help small business that's up against it. How is that money ending up in the pockets of really big business? That's coming up with Dom Giordano sitting in for Lou Dobbs on The Independent Nation.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month, paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
Apply to name your own price purchases. If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Hi, I'm Brad Paisley. As an entertainer, I've always believed that music and good times go hand in hand. But if your good times involve alcohol, remember that the average person can only metabolize about one drink an hour. That's just 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or an ounce and a half of 80-proof liquor. And whatever the home remedies, only time will sober you up. Call a cab, designate a driver, get home alive. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org. That's 1-800-GET-MADD.
Energy drives our nation's economy and is an important part of our daily lives. By taking steps to become more energy efficient, we can all save money and help reduce our nation's overall energy demand. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, encouraging you to use Energy Star products and appliances such as dishwashers, washing machines, and thermostats. They can reduce your energy bills by up to 30%. Replacing your existing light bulbs with Energy Star qualified fluorescent lights in the lamps and fixtures throughout your home will save up to 50% on lighting costs. By installing Energy Star storm windows and double pane windows, you can reduce energy loss in your home by 25 to 50%. You have the power to make a difference. By using Energy Star products, you can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
More information on Energy Star products and savings can be found at www.energysavers.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to help end poverty.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
This is Lou Dobbs, and don't move away from your computer. The Lou Dobbs Show will be back in just a moment. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
America sure is a beautiful place, but what really makes America the beautiful is the right it gives every one of its citizens to vote. So this November, do something important for yourself and your country. Vote. It's what makes America the beautiful.
From sea to shining sea.
This November, use your voice. Make your choice. Vote. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The least drunk person is not the designated driver. Hi, I'm Tracy Gold. We've all found ourselves in this situation. You've been drinking. Your friends or spouse have been drinking too. Out of everyone, you seem to be the best person to drive home. What do you do? Don't get behind the wheel. Call a friend or a cab or find a safe ride home. Drunk driving can happen to anyone. Don't let it happen to you. For more information, visit MAD.org or call 1-800-GET-MAD.
I'm Ed Smart, father of a child who was abducted.
I'm John Walsh. Like Ed, I also know the terror of having a child who was kidnapped. But now we have wonderful technology to aid in this battle.
It's called the Amber Alert. It's an early notification system to the public when every second counts.
Amber Alert is a partnership. We want to thank you, the public, broadcasters, transportation, and law enforcement. Amber Alert really works.
It is a Lou Dobbs program with Dom Giordano pinch-hitting, and all the years that I've been in talk radio, I've talked, maybe excessively, but I knew it from the very first day 20 years ago, small business is a centerpiece, not only of the country, but a lot of people in talk radio, and that's why it's a pleasure to welcome in the president and CEO of the American Small Business League. Lloyd Chapman joins us in the Independent Nation. Lloyd, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on your show, Dom.
Well, Lou, Lloyd, as I understand it, your group is a nonpartisan group that works to address issues each year costing small business. This idea that somehow or another we're earmarking federal contracts for you guys in small business and it's ending up in the Fortune 500 or something like that.
Absolutely. There's been 12 federal investigations actually since 2003 that have found that about $400 million a day in federal small business contracts wind up in the hands of some of the biggest companies in the world.
Like what? Can you give us an example of some of the companies that might be getting those contracts?
Well, I'm thinking of British Aerospace and Engineering. They're mm-hmm. the third largest defense contractor in the world, and they get about $100 million a year in federal small business contracts that should be going to firms in middle-class America. Dell, Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, it's pretty big, I'd have to say. Yeah. That's a fair business. Yeah. Well, how does that happen? You think the rules would be explicit. When we say small business, we mean small business.
Well, you know, when Congress passed the Small Business Act around 1953, it was very clear that a small business was a company that would be independently owned, which means not publicly traded. Mm-hmm. But over the years, the government, particularly recently, has adopted policies that actually make it legal for the government to give small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies. And today, most federal small business contracts go to either Fortune 1000 corporations or subsidiaries of Fortune 1000 corporations. And here at the American Small Business League, we're doing everything we can to try to stop that.
Well, I'm very glad that you are, but how did that happen then? Who are the driving forces that want to say money that we're claiming is earmarked for small business? We all have a pretty good sense of what a small, but you have a good definition, is ending up in the Fortune 1000. I mean, who's driving that? Where does that come from?
Well, that's a good question. My guess it comes primarily from the Pentagon.
Okay.
So you've got about $150 billion a year in federal funds that are supposed to go to small businesses. And big defense contractors in the Pentagon, they want that money. And so, you know, small businesses are an easy target. They don't have a big voice in Washington, D.C. They don't have a lot of money. They don't contribute money to political campaigns. So it's a pretty easy group to go after. So the Pentagon lobbied Congress and particularly the Bush administration and got policies passed that allow them, you know, to get this money. Think about this, Dom. What's a reasonable time frame to allow a company to still be considered a small business once they're acquired by a Fortune 500 company? What do you think? What's reasonable?
Yeah, I don't know. What would you say is reasonable?
Well, I would think that as soon as the Fortune 500 company buys a small business, on the day that deal is signed, you're no longer a small business.
Right, exactly. How long do they give you to this mindset?
Well, the Bush administration thought 20 years was a good rule. So our website, you can see a story on television where an SBA executive admitted that the Bush administration allowed a large business to buy a small business and keep that status for two decades.
So is what's driving this then that the Pentagon, and that makes sense, is their argument, well, it's more efficient to deal with these bigger companies. You know what I mean? You're dealing one-on-one with a big giant versus all these small businesses, harder to deal with. And after all, this is national security.
Well, you know what? I hear that argument. Here's a couple counterarguments. It's a federal law.
Mm-hmm.
So federal law says that 23% of the total value of all government contracts and subcontracts should go to small businesses. And secondly, quite frankly, and you can probably agree with this, large companies aren't more efficient.
No, now, absolutely.
A lot of people don't know this, but a huge portion of government spending is done in increments of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So if you want to buy, you know, one computer, you know, from somebody, and you call up a major like IBM or Dell or HP, it's going to take weeks. You call up a small business, they'll have it to you tomorrow. So the truth is that small businesses are actually better at these small procurements than large companies, and quite often, by the way, it's cheaper. But anyway, you know, it's a law that 23%. In fact, think about this, Dom. The U.S. Census Bureau says 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees. That's where about 60% of the population works. They create, I think, over 90% of the new jobs. That's where a lot of the income tax comes from. And doesn't it seem fair to try to do 23% of federal purchasing in the companies where most Americans work? We can still do 77% with, you know, the big guys, but it certainly makes sense. And bottom line, it's a law.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And the factoid that you gave us, that 20 years to establish yourself now as part of a Fortune 500 versus the day that you're bought, that's what worries me, you know, that the front type of stuff that happens here where everybody is making money and federal law is being violated, that's just not fair to small business or to the American taxpayer.
Absolutely. In fact, the taxpayers are the ones who are being cheated in this. We believe, based upon the research, now the American Small Business League has won 5 federal lawsuits against the Bush administration. We've sued them under the Freedom of Information Act and gotten information that proves that most of the money goes to these big companies. And it looks like it's over $100 billion a year. Think about what it means. You know, the Bush administration recently did this economic stimulus package, and they put out a little over $100 billion a year. So if that's supposed to stimulate the economy, then conversely, wouldn't it be true if you pull out $100 billion a year that would hurt the economy?
Yeah, particularly small business. We always echo, it's one of the anthems of America, one of the trite sayings. We know small business is the backbone. Now, I was told, Lloyd Chapman, there's a Department of the Interior. They had a report specifically, and you might have information on that and up on your website that you can tell Lou Dobbs listeners about.
Well, the Department of Interior Inspector General issued an investigation about 10 days ago. And they looked at 0.3% of their contracts during 2006 and 2007. And that little minuscule 0.3% sampling, they found $5.7 million in small business contracts went to Fortune 500 companies. We looked at information of just the top 100 recipients of small business contracts, and we found $430 million in small business contracts from the Department of Interior actually went to Fortune 500 companies. And that's just in the top 100. We suspect that if we actually go down the list and look at every recipient, you're talking about over $1 billion over a 24-month time frame in small business contracts went to Fortune 500 companies. And the Department of Interior, as we all know, is a fairly small agency. If we're seeing that kind of money at the Department of Interior, think what's happening at the Pentagon. The Pentagon probably spends 1,000 times as much money as the Department of Interior. So again, this all kind of leads to the fact that we're talking about, we think, $100 billion a year being pulled from the middle-class economy. It's illegal. And again, the government tries to paint me as a conspiracy theorist. That's why I love to see these investigations come out, like the DOI, Department of Interior. But there's now been 12 investigations.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lloyd, let's get down to it then now. Is it legislation that's needed? Because you said it's already federal law. 23% of these contracts must go to small business. So is it legislation that's needed to change this?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you something. I'm getting pretty impatient with the Democratic Congress because I suspected that John Kerry would fix this within a matter of days, quite frankly. And now we're pushing 2 years now, and they haven't even proposed legislation to stop it. The one hope here is California Senator Barbara Boxer, and we've worked with her and drafted a piece of legislation that's called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act. And it's a very simple piece of legislation that simply says the federal government cannot report awards to publicly traded companies as small business contracts. That will solve about 99% of the problem, and we're trying to get some support for that legislation, but again, you know, this is America, and we all know how Washington works. Can you guess who wins in a battle between Fortune 500 corporations and small businesses and getting legislation passed?
Well, that's right, but I can tell you in talk radio who wins, the small business guy. What's the website, Lloyd Chapman, where people can go to, particularly to see some of the stories that you've told here today, some of the background on this?
People can go to our website, asbl.com. And take a look at it. Any business that either wants to sell to the government or prime contractors should think about joining. I think the American Small Business League is the only group that's actually winning lawsuits and getting stories out there and trying to stop this. And with some help from some more small businesses, we think we can get this legislation passed. If we can get this bill passed, we think we can take the volume of federal contracts to legitimate small businesses from somewhere around 10 to 20 up to over $150 billion a year, where it's supposed to be by law.
All right, Lloyd, thank you very much for this initial visit to the Lou Dobbs program. Thanks for the information today.
Thank you, Dom.
Lloyd Chapman, the American Small Business League here on the Independent Nation. And again, I know and recognize small business. I've been involved in it myself and have a lot of friends and family that have done that. And that is, I believe, federal law, and I think it's wise federal law. More on that, I'm sure, to come in future Lou Dobbs programs. Hey, coming up, what in the world are people doing? Some of the wild and wacky things to get gas, to pay for gas, and companies and others offering all sorts of incentives that are gas-centric now because of the high price of gas. We'll also hear from some of Lou's top producers what will be on Lou Dobbs tonight on the TV side. Dom Giordano pinch-hitting on the Independent Nation.
It's the Lou Dobbs Show.
We have idiots running around who refuse to discuss the real issues. Those idiots I'm referring to, of course, are called Republicans and Democrats.
Democrats and Republicans, welcome.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month, paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
Hello, this is Lou Dobbs. You're listening to The Lou Dobbs Show, streaming live on the Internet. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know volunteering can be fun? Community service is for everyone. Young people, families, men, women. As a volunteer, you'll help your community and gain valuable skills. Network with others. Energize your life. Make an impact and have fun. Get in step with your community. Volunteer. Visit www.lionsclubs.org.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hi, I'm Brad Paisley. As an entertainer, I've always believed that music and good times go hand in hand. But if your good times involve alcohol, remember that the average person can only metabolize about one drink an hour. That's just 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or an ounce and a half of 80-proof liquor. And whatever the home remedies, only time will sober you up. Call a cab, designate a driver, get home alive. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org. That's 1-800-GET-MADD.
Aloha, Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month, paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
This is Lou Dobbs, and don't move away from your computer. The Lou Dobbs Show will be back in just a moment. Thanks for being with us.
The Lou Dobbs Program with Dom Giordano pinch hitting, and around this time of the show, we give you an inkling, a little tease into what's going on with the Minions over at Lou Dobbs Tonight on the TV side. Senior producers Kevin Burke and Jill Belente are with us to tell us what's happening. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you again. So, part of our coverage tonight, President Barack Obama in Berlin today.
Whoa, Kev.
What?
Senator Barack Obama.
Sorry.
I got to stop you there, okay?
Sorry.
Not till November.
It's so easy to get caught up in the moments. Anyway, we're going to have complete coverage tonight of Senator Obama. Hey, look, and you know what? As for Senator McCain today, well, we have no idea what he's doing because we're not covering it. No, that's not true. We are, of course, following John McCain. He's in Ohio today. We'll have his reaction to Obama in Germany. And not to be upstaged by Obama, McCain today went to Schmidt's Sausage House in German Village in Columbus.
Wait a minute. He actually did? Were they playing off the German angle or what?
Apparently, in the Schmidt's Sausage House has some of the best food in Columbus. So that's what I've been told.
Boy, that is a shot right across the bow of Senator Obama. Jill, what else do you have tonight?
Well, Dom, I don't know if you know this, but 94% of the bills passed by this Democratic-led Congress passed without votes, debates, or amendments. This practice is known as hotlining. Some lawmakers are outraged. They include Senator Jim DeMint, Republican of South Carolina, and he's going to join us tonight to talk about this outrageous practice.
94% of these. All right. Well, yeah, they're too busy doing other things, I guess, to actually be debating.
I think they must be. Campaigning.
Yeah, campaigning. All right, guys, sounds like a very good show tonight. The new president and the sausage house. Okay, thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Jill. Thanks for giving us an update on Lou Dobbs tonight. Yeah, John McCain is having a bit of a problem competing with this. We'll see if there's backlash on it or not. Hey, I mentioned that as the gas crunch continues, people are doing, and a smorgasbord of them are out there, wild things to get gas or to get gas cards. In Orlando, Florida, David Parton pledged to name his son after local radio host to win a $100 gas card as part of a contest. He'll collect the card in December when his son is born. If he can produce a birth certificate, the baby's new name will be Dixon Willoughby Parton after the host. His wife said it's his problem to explain when the child is older. Oh, my God, for $100. Of course, not to be outdone, at the Shady Lady Ranch brothel in Beatty, Nevada, clients who spend $300 or more this month are going to receive $50 gas vouchers as part of a promotion to beat the summer slump in business. The co-owners, Jim Davis and his wife Bobby, say it's rocking along. We're doing quite well. June and July historically are not big months. The first $1,000 in gas cards were given out within a week, he added. And in Mesquite, Texas, thieves drained $100 worth of gas from buses used by the Higher Ground Church Daycare Center and have hit four or five other church centers, their fleets in the area. The American Red Cross is running a summer raffle where blood donors are eligible to win a year's supply of fuel. And not to be outdone, at St. Anne's Parish in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts, the Reverend Edward McDonough has decided to institute a drawing for $50 worth of gasoline, a gasoline card at weekly mass. The drawings are symbolic gestures and not intended to boost attendance, he said. And I love this quote from the good father. When Jesus was at the wedding feast of Cana, the groom ran out of wine. He produced the wine for them. In that spirit, we feel this might be comparable. So the good father producing gas for the flock there, so to speak, as the gas crunch continues. I mean, it is stunning, the inventiveness, the thievery that's going on, and the mania around this. And as we started talking at the top of the hour with the study out today talking about oil underneath the Arctic, that we ought to go and get that. But again, that is not the answer to this. As funny as these items are, they're sad also that this guy's naming his son after two yo-yo hosts who decide to torture people by doing these sorts of giveaways. The bottom line is, Manhattan Project, somebody like T. Boone Pickens or somebody else with some juice to go to the American people and say that this has to be a concerted, relentless, not a knee-jerk, focused, driven activity, and that if we do that, it's doable. There's no magic bullets. It's not something crazy. It's conservation. It's taking a look at alternative energies and pushing them forward more quickly. And it's also drilling in the short term to produce all these things that will make us relatively independent and in a much better place and drive down prices. But if that's the case, where is the leadership to get this done? Certainly, it's not coming from the president, let's face it. It's not coming in the political campaign. I don't hear either guy talking about this, articulating it in a passionate, focused way. Both are all over the place on this day to day. Rather than convincing the American people, if you put me in there, this is going to be job one, and I know who to put in charge and how to run this, that we will produce oil, we will produce alternative energies, and we will get out of this, rather than continuing to just jaw about it, rather than doing it in the way that we've solved all problems. It's relatively simple. It's the will, the leadership, that's what is at stake. I know in the independent nation, those are qualities that we admire. My name is Dom Giordano, sitting in for Lou Dobbs.
Ty Coughlin again, and unless you've been living underneath a rock for the last year, you've probably already heard about my automated online marketing machine, my system that's paid out over $13 million in commissions in the last 12 months. That's well over $1 million a month paid out to people just like you. So if you're tired of all the junk out there, all the games and the gimmicks, and you want to make some real money from home or your laptop, go ahead and go click on the banner on the media player right now, or go to streamingmediacash.com, streamingmediacash.com. Okay, I've helped CEOs as well as stay-at-home moms reach their financial goals, and I can help you as well. To see my system firsthand with absolutely no risk, simply go to streamingmediacash.com. That's streamingmediacash.com, or you can click on the banner on your media player right now. I'll see you on the site.
Hello, this is Lou Dobbs. You're listening to The Lou Dobbs Show, streaming live on the internet. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Purchases.